Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Discovering Cape Town's vibrant culture and nature. Sharing stories, a night of connections at Mocha's First Thursday. I am still nursing my cold. It is not budging even a little bit. I'm currently at the stage where I don't have much voice. Despite this, I managed to sobbingly explain the whole boy debacle, or moving fiasco, to my old-time friend, Tracy. Tracy and I met during my internship in Pietermaritzburg 8 years ago. When she saw that I was in Cape Town, she reached out and invited me to the First Thursday at Mocha, the Museum of Contemporary Art. First Thursdays is a concept that exists both in Cape Town and Johannesburg, where the galleries and cultural centers of the city are open extra late. As the name describes it, it happens the first Thursday each month, and it's a vibrant event. So here I am, in the middle of a hurdle of happy gallery goers and art consumers crying. I'm surprised by my own emotional reaction. I hadn't cried before. Why start now? As we wait for another friend to join us for the art tour, Tracy holds my hand and listens. It hits me that it's the first time in like a month that I am talking face to face with somebody that actually knows me. What a sanctuary. To get to tell everything that happened lately to somebody who genuinely cares for me. It also hits me how amazing it is that Tracy and I, after 8 years of separate lives, are able to reconnect so easily. I say a prayer of gratitude within to all the girls and women who have ever been in my life and taught me all that sisterhood entails. Eventually, my sobs turn into laughter, laughter at the absurdity of things, the irony of life. It's one of those laughs that I can't control. When I finally catch my breath, I hear myself say, "I just feel so much shame." She looks at me seriously in the eyes, takes a breath, and says, "Don't, Julia. You were brave. Don't be ashamed of that." I wipe my eyes and I feel my shoulders drop. Cape Town delights, from Bryce to Gardens. During my weeks in Cape Town, Tracy and her friends generously invite me to Bryce, meaning barbecue in South African. Go dancing, adventuring in the wild, dinners, and chill-out times. Getting to be a part of that, a vibrant group of friends, all with different ambitions and lives, made it easy to picture myself living here in the city. Everywhere I turn, I get invited into different communities, groups, and contexts. And sure, not everything is with a clean intention, and those I promptly turn down, but that is almost insignificant in comparison to the flow I feel ever since I got here. It's fascinating how a city that used to feel so cold and impregnable now feels accessible. I can almost taste the life I could have here, if I decided to. It is not an easy process to get a work visa in this country, but as somebody said to me recently, we all have to try our own luck. On the other hand, if I feel like this 2 months into my trip, just imagine how I'm going to feel about all the other places I'm going to see. Is this where I'm meant to be, or is my destiny elsewhere? Or do we create our own destinies? How do I know what is right? One of the places Tracy took me to was the Kirstenbosch National Botanical Garden. To call it a garden gives the wrong impression. It's more like a nature reserve, a park, a wilderness perfectly framed by the mountains of Western Cape. It is immensely beautiful. The past 3 weeks here in Cape Town have been incredibly packed with beautiful people, reconnecting with old friends, and exciting encounters with new ones. Sitting here now, in this beautiful quiet garden, I realize it is the first moment of peace I've had since I arrived in the city. I take the opportunity to journal a little bit, something I have completely neglected since I got here to Cape Town. Journaling while solo traveling. Writing is such a powerful tool, hey? Especially when solo traveling, as I do not necessarily have the people I need around to reflect together with. Today's writing session brings me back to something a healer told me right before I started this journey. He told me that I needed to be more honest with who I am. Stop pretending to be small and willing when I'm actually anything but small and usually quite critical. At that moment, I had a hard time understanding what he meant, but now, sitting here in what feels like the Gardens of Eden, I have a moment of clarity. With all the turmoil that this trip has entailed, everything from broken dreams to getting ripped off by someone I thought was my friend, no, it wasn't much, yes, I felt super dumb, I am realizing I feel a crippling shame about articulating what I want and desire, what my expectations are. I have known for many years that I have trouble setting boundaries and saying no, but today it hit me that I don't even want to say straight out what it is I want. And it's not just because I don't know what I want, which sometimes, of course, is the case. No, it's more that I don't feel like I should say what I want. The realization shocks me. I have to put my pen down. It is such a stark contrast to how I used to be as a child, a contrast to how I see myself. But I can now see the correlation between being boundaryless and not saying what I want. Somewhere along the way to becoming me, I have accepted the socializing norms that tell girls to be quiet and adaptable in order to be worthy and so-called good. No mas, no more. This absurdity is something I will stop with right now, or at least start unlearning right now. So I'm going to share what I wrote, a little bit of what I wrote in my solo travel journal. I am stopping all pretensions, no longer pretending to be unbothered when I'm actually boiling with disappointment or shrinking from the insecurities that your silence triggers. I will no longer dress my intentions in appearance of pretend non-intent and jewelry of disinterest. I will no longer negate to ask just because I'm afraid of your answer, or perhaps even more afraid of how naked I will feel spelling out my expectations and hopes. I will stop giving space to the idea that I need to earn to want, earn to yearn and desire. No, I am stopping all pretensions. Want it, express it, pure and clean. Don't excuse it or diminish it. It is what makes me human. All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, A Few Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.